This is Shimon Newbort with Hilchos Shabbos, Chapter 7. This chapter contains 9 halachas. In this chapter, the Rambam lists the 39 categories of melacha, activities which are forbidden on Shabbos, the principal melachas of each category, and the derivative melachas. Halacha Aleph, melachas shechayov maleihem skila v'choris b'meizid oi korban chatas b'shkoge. Those melachas, those activities of work, for which, if one does them on Shabbos, he is guilty, and he is punished by death, by stoning, or by heavenly inflicted death, prematurely as Karis, if he did it willfully, oi karben chatas mishkoga, or if he did it unknowingly, he didn't know that this was a forbidden work, or he didn't know that it was Shabbos, then he has to sacrifice the sin offering. So among all these activities that are forbidden, mehem ovis or mehem toildis, some of them are principal melachis, and some of them are merely derivatives of them. Uminyan kolovis melachis are boim choserachis, and the principal categories of melacha are 40 minus 1 in number, that is 39. V'eluheim, and these are the 39 principal categories of melacha. Hacharisha, plowing, v'hazriya, planting of seeds, v'haktsira, and harvesting, v'ha'imur, and piling up or arranging it, v'hadisha, and threshing, v'hazriya, winnowing, v'habrira, and selecting, v'hatchina, grinding, v'haharkoda, sifting, v'halisha, and kneading, v'hoafia, baking. All of these melachis have been in preparing the grain, and then preparing the flour, and the dough, and the bread. Now we have in preparing cloth, v'hagziza, shearing wool, v'halibun, bleaching, v'haniputz, combing, v'hatzviya, dyeing, v'hatzviya, twisting or spinning into thread, v'asiyas hanirin, and arranging the individual strands of the individual threads onto the loom, v'hanesochas hamasecha, and straightening out the individual lengthwise strands on the loom so that they are ready for the weaving, the ho'arigo, and the actual weaving, that is, inserting the crosswise strands into them, the ha'betzia, and unweaving, that is, removing a thread that has not been put in properly so that it can be put in properly, v'hakshira, tying knots, v'hahatora, and untying, v'hatvira, sewing, v'hakriya, tearing apart, v'habinyon, construction, v'hastira, demolishing, v'hakor, b'patish, banging with a hammer, that is, doing the final thing that finishes the work on some utensil that is being made, v'hatseida, and capturing. Now we talk about preparing leather. Tzeda is capturing an animal, v'ashchita, slaughtering it, v'ha'hafshota, and removing the skin from it, v'ha'avoda, and preparing the hide into leather, u'mechikas ha'oir, and smoothing out the leather, v'chituchoi, and cutting it to shape, v'aksiva, and writing, v'ha'mechika, erasing, v'hasirtut, marking lines on the parchment in preparation for writing or cutting, v'hahavora, and lighting a fire, v'hakibui, extinguishing a fire, v'hahoitzo, mershus lershus, and carrying something from one territory into another. Halacha beis, kol elu hamelachis, v'chol shehu meinyonam. Each one of these individual melachas, these individual types of work which we mentioned in Halacha Aleph, v'chol shehu meinyonam, or any other thing which does the same thing, heim hanikroim ovis melachas. These are called the ovis melachas, the fathers of melacha, the principal melachas. Keitzat hu inyonam. What do we mean when we say some other melacha that does the same thing? For example, we learned the first malacha was choyrish, plowing. Plowing means you take a plow, a heavy pointed implement that's made specially for this purpose, and you run it along the ground so that it digs a furrow in the ground, preparing the ground for planting. Echot ha-choyrish, so the same thing, the same av malacha is whether you actually plow the way we just described, oy ha-choyfer, or digging with a spade, oy ha-oysecharitz, or in some other way, you make a crack or a ditch or furrow in the ground in order to prepare the ground and improve it for whatever use you're going to put it to. Hareza av malacha. In any one of these cases, it's an av malacha. Shekol achas v'yachas mehem chafira b'karka, because each one of these involves some form of digging action in the ground. V'inyan echotu, and it's all the same thing. So why did we pick out choyrish? Why did we pick out specifically plowing and call that one the Av Malacha? Because we're listing only the manner in which it was done in building the Mishkan, the portable tabernacle in which the Jews worshipped and sacrificed in the wilderness. Halacha Gimu v'chein hazireya. The second malacha which we mentioned was Zereya, planting seeds. It doesn't matter, the same thing as Hazereya Zeroyim, if he plants seeds, or Nateya Ilonis, or planting trees, that's done differently. You don't put a seed in the ground, you put a twig of a tree in the ground, and then it grows into a tree, or Mavrich, terracing, that's another way of planting trees. You take a branch from a growing tree, and while it's still connected to the tree, you bend it down to the ground, you cut off a piece of the bark, and you bury that part under the ground, and you leave the end sticking out, and you put a weight to keep it that way, and the part that's under the ground grows roots. When the roots have grown sufficiently, then you cut it off from the original tree, and you now have a new tree growing. Hamavrich ilon is the one who terraces trees that way, or hamarkiv, or grafting, that is, you take a branch from one tree and you plant it onto the trunk or onto a branch of another tree. So you're planting now not into the ground but into a tree. Oy hazoymer, or pruning, that is, you remove excess or diseased or dead wood from a tree so that the tree will grow properly. Kol elu of echad, hein meyavis melachis v'inyan echad. All of these are counted as avis melacha, even though they all come under the one heading, the one category of planting. V'inyan echad, and they're all the same thing. Shekolachas mehem letzameh dover hu miskaven, because the intention of each one of these activities is to cause something to grow. Halacha dalid v'chein, and so hakoitzer tvuoi kitnis. The next melacha was harvesting. So the word in Hebrew, harvesting refers to harvesting things which grow in the ground, and you cut it off with an implement, with some tool that's made for that, and it's harvesting something in which the seeds are edible, such as grains or various forms of beans and peas, where the edible part is the seed. Oy ha-boitzer, or one who does an act of boitzer anovim, that is harvesting grapes, which is done in a different way, and in Hebrew it has a different name. Oy ha-goyder tmorim, or harvesting dates, in which in Hebrew we use the word goyder, and here again it's done differently. Oy ha-moisig zesim, or harvesting olives. Oy ha-oyret einim, or harvesting dates. Kol elu av malacha achas heim. Each one of these all belongs to the same av malacha, and each one of them is an av malacha, principal form of labor. Shekol achas mehem lakir davar migidul av mischavin, because in each one of these, why are they all the same av malacha? Because in each one of these cases, the intention is to remove something that's growing from the place where it grows. Ve'alder of zushar ha'ovis, and following these principles, all the other principal malachas that we learned have other principal malachas that are the same thing. Halacha hei, hatoilda. Now, so far we spoke about principal malachas, the ones that we listed, and others that do the same thing and are therefore principal malachas. Now, hatoilda, what are derivative malachas? Hi hamlocha hadoima liov meyelu havis. That means a malacha that is not the same thing as these fathers, as these principal malachas, but it nevertheless is similar. Ketzad, for example, ha mechatech es hayerek miat miat levashlo, if someone takes some vegetables, some greens, and he cuts them up into very small pieces before cooking them, harei zechayiv, then he is guilty, and he shezu melacha, because this melacha which he has done, toildes techina, this is a derivative of grinding, even though it's not the same thing as grinding. In grinding we take something, we take grain which is completely unusable as flour for baking bread, and we grind it up in a grinder in order to make it flour, and now it can be baked as bread. Here we did not do that. We did not take a whole thing and make it into a powder so that before it was unusable and now it's usable. Because the vegetables could have been cooked and eaten even without cutting them so finely. Nevertheless, it's a derivative of grinding, because we're doing, in at the end, it ends up to be similar. Because someone who grinds, in the end, what is he doing? He takes a single thing, that is a whole grain of grain, or a whole kernel, and he divides it by the grinding operation into the individual flour particles, into many individual particles. And the same thing is being done here, where he cuts up the vegetables finely. And whoever does any similar act, this is a derivative of grinding. And even though it's only a derivative, nevertheless he is punished in the same way. Or similarly, one who does take something that's not food at all, he takes a piece of metal bullion, a solid piece of metal, and he files it down in order to use the metal powder for some purpose, in the same manner as goldsmiths who solder with gold do. They grind the gold down into a gold powder. This is a derivative of grinding, even though it's not food at all, but nevertheless in the end he does the same thing. He takes one solid piece and he breaks it down into many smaller pieces. Halacha vav, v'chein, and similarly halikei cholov, one who takes milk, v'nosan b'kevan, he puts into it the lining of a calf's stomach, which contains enzymes, kedei lechabtzoi, and his intention is to curdle it. When you take milk, it's just a plain liquid. When you put in some curdling agent, such as the lining of a calf's stomach, it causes it to curdle. You're left behind with a watery substance called whey, and what falls to the bottom is solid curds that can be used as cheese, or that can be made into a hard cheese. So if, in order to curdle it, he puts this in, then he is guilty and he is punished, because this is a derivative of boirer, selecting. Because he has separated the curds from the water of the milk, from the whey. And what is selecting? Selecting is with grain. You select out the worthless material and particles, worms and pebbles and other, and pieces of chaff and other worthless matter is separated from the actual grain itself. And here he's doing a similar thing. He is taking milk which contains the watery part that he doesn't want and the solid part that he does want, and he's causing them to separate. The imgibnoi v'yoso gvina, and if he left it there in a manner that it formed a single solid mass of hard cheese, chayiv mishum boina, then he is guilty and he's punished, because this is a derivative of construction, of building. Because what is building? Shekol ha-mekabitz, chelek el chelek, v'dovak ha-koyla che-yose guf echod, because whenever you collect together many individual pieces and put them together until they become a single thing, such as construction, where you take individual stones or bricks and cement them together to make a structure. This is similar to construction. Here we took the separate curds and did something which caused them to mass together into a single piece of hard cheese. So this is construction. And similarly, each one of these principal malachas that we mentioned, yesh lahem teildes, each of them has derivatives. Al deres u'shamanu, and the derivatives are the same thing that we said up to now. Umiguf hamalocha hanasis b'shabbos teida mein eiza ofhi. And how do you know what principal category each derivative belongs to? If you look at the malocha and see what it's like, well, to what principal malocha it's similar to, it's a derivative to that principal malocha. You know to what principal malocha this is derivative. Halocha zayin echot ha'oisa of me'avis ha'malocha oitoil de minatel des b'meizit chayiv karis. Now, there are therefore two categories of malacha. There are the principal malachas and there are derivatives. But the derivative malachas are derivative only as far as our categorizing or cataloging malachas goes. But as far as the severity of the malacha, derivatives are in no way more lenient than the principal malachas. The same law applies whether you do one of the obvious malacha, one of the principal ones, I tell them and I tell this, or if he does one of the derivative malachas. Bemezid, it doesn't matter. Either way, if he does it willfully, chayiv karis, he is punished by karis, vimboyu edim niskol, and if there were witnesses to the fact, and they forewarned him, then he is put to death by stoning, b'shoigig, and if he does it unknowingly, chayiv, he has to sacrifice the sin offering. In Cain, so if so, if the punishment is the same and the severity is the same, ma'efrish yesh bein ovis v'toildis, then why are some called principal malachas and some are called derivative? What is the difference between principal malachas and derivatives? Ein b'neim hefrish, there in fact is no difference, elalinyan hakarbin bilvad, except in the case where he does it unknowingly and he has to offer a sacrifice. Even though he has to offer a sacrifice, as we said, regardless of whether he did the Av or he did the Toildav, nevertheless there's a difference. Sha'oise b'shoigig, one who does the malacha unwillingly, unknowingly, im osa ovis harbe behelim echod, if he did many principal malachas all in one period of forgetting, that is that he forgot that this was forbidden, and while forgetting he did several of these principal malachas, chayev chatas achas al kol ov, he has to offer a separate chatas, a separate sin offering for each principal malacha that he did. V'imosa ov v'tuildesev behelem echot, however, if he did one principal malacha and several of its derivatives, all in one period of forgetting that this was forbidden, eini chayev el chatas achas, he only has to sacrifice one sin offering. Halacha ches keitzad, for example, of this rule, Hareisha Chorash, Vizora, Vikotza, Bishabis, Beheli Mechod, if he forgot that these things were forbidden on Shabbos, or he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he plows, and he plants, and he harvests on Shabbos, all in the same period of forgetting, so he has done three principal melachas, chayiv sholish hatoyis. He has to offer three sin offerings. Vafilu osa hoarboim choser achas bishgoga, and even if he hoarboim choser achas bishgoga, and even if he did all 39 of these melachas unknowingly, kigoyin sheshochach she'elu hamelachas asuris lasis b'shabbos, for example, he forgot all of these 39 melachas that they are forbidden to do on Shabbos, chayiv al kol melachu melacha chatas. So even though it's 39, he has to offer a sin offering separately for each melacha, and he has to offer therefore 39 sin offerings. That's if he did the 39 separate principal melachas. Avalim tochan. However, if he grinds v'chotach hayerek and he cuts up vegetables into fine pieces, v'shof loshin shel matches, and he files down a piece of metal into a metal powder, behelem echad, all in one period of forgetting, he did these three, ein echayev elechatas achas. In such a case, even though he did three melachas, he only has to offer one sin offering. Shaharei leyoso eloav echot v'til doisav. Because here he did not do three principal melachas, he only did one principal melacha and two of its derivatives. V'chein kol kayetzi b'zen, so the law in any similar case. We count how many principal melachas with its categories that he do. And for each principal malacha and or derivatives thereof, he has to offer one chatas. Halacha tes, ha'oisa malachas harbe me'ein malacha achas, if one does several different activities, several different malachas, all of which are the same thing as one of the principal malachas, behelem echad, all done in one period of forgetting, ein echayev alachatas achas, then he has to offer only one sin offering, as if he had done the principal malacha with its derivatives. If he does several forms of the principal malacha, it's also the same thing, it's one sin offering. Ketzah, for example, Haresha Zora, if he planted seeds, Vidnota, and he planted trees, Vihivrich, and he terraced the tree, Vihirkiv, and he grafted, Vizomar, and he prunes, all of these are principal melochis, but they are principal melochis of all under the principal malacha of planting seeds. If he did all of this behelam echad in one period of forgetting, ein echayev elechatas achas, he only has to offer one sin offering, shakulam of echad aim, because all of these principal malachas are all the members of the same principal malacha. V'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh, and so in any similar case where he did several malachas, all of which belong to the same principal malacha, even though each of these is a principal form of that malacha, he only has to offer one chatas. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 8.